Whoa, what's going on? What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of What's Good. I gotta off the top, off the dome, say, rest in peace, Mr. C. Rest in peace, OJ Simpson. Juice! But yeah, I had to get those two out the way. You know, my condolences to the families, everyone affected and all of that. That caught me off guard, both of those. Yeah, so I wanted to just set it with that. Other than that, I'm going right in. How's everybody doing? If you're here, that means you should be grateful. If you're able to watch and listen to me right now, you should be grateful that your life has been spared another day. Really embrace that. You hear me? Understand, there are numerous people that did not wake up today. Don't know the exact numbers, but eventually you will join that group. So for now, while you get to wake up, appreciate that. Value that. Doesn't matter how things look. Doesn't matter how things are. You hear, which gives a chance to make a change. You can't pour from an empty cup. You can't just love us. This is a message to the women when it comes to dealing with men in general. And your man, whoever your man is. You can't just love us. You have to constantly tell us you believe in us. People, professionals, therapists, life coaches, etc. We all try to dissect this thing called life. The interaction between men and women, especially in our culture. Mental battles physical, physical battles mental. People are interacting, talking, engaging, and you're wondering what the real motive is. What's the motivation? What pushes them to want to push for a situation? So, people want to mentally connect. I don't know that number of people that want that. And people want to be physical. Those people who want to be physical has been guilted into being mostly men. Right? What I'm trying to tell you here, which... First of all, let me give a shout out to where I got it from. Love and Belief. Ed Mullet. Longevity, real love, real consistency of what a relationship should resemble. You should get put on. You should get clues. You should get assistance. You should get help into preserving this thing that you're writing for. So if this is something you want, everything helps. Every little bit helps. Clues, hints, research, direct contact with the partner as far as learning what floats their boat. So I'm telling you, ladies, you can't just love the man. The constantly is a bit of a stretch because we, you know, I'm not saying every day. I'm not even saying every other day. But you have to have a consistent pattern of saying that you believe in us. Wherever our vision is, wherever we're trying to go with it, whatever we're trying to do, you believe in it. The personal cheerleader. You don't understand how huge that is. Because men don't get the voice shit. You're going to sit here and say you want your man to voice. You want your man to be vulnerable. You want your man to show emotion. The ones that say that, the few of you that say that, does not penetrate the majority thought that it's not favorable to do that, to be that way. It's all about rough and tough, handle business, be fierce. We can try to act like that's a bit barbaric, but that's the popular convo. Believe in your man. Constantly remind him of that. That you believe. You're cheerleading. You're rooting for him. Consistently. Girlfriends acting like wives. Wives acting like girlfriends. Wow. Since I just dropped the gem for the ladies on the previous topic, I'm a ride for this. I'm a ride for y'all on this one. So, in a jokingly kind of way, because we do have to address that though. A man meets a woman, if he's spiked her in his interest to a certain level, he can't even grasp this comment right here. But let's be more mature and let's handle our business. Girlfriends acting like wives. You meet a guy, y'all go on whatever amount, 1, 2 to 3 dates, and you're already setting the bar, you're setting standards, not standards, but you're setting the bar, you're setting requirements, you're lightly demanding, so you don't need to make it seem like you're not just strong-arming. You're rushing, you know? You think you're that dope that a hangout or 2 or maybe 3 gives you the right to just say, this is what it is now? Let me say something that was told to me. 2 words to describe it. Baby steps. Shout out baby steps. Anyway, wives acting like girlfriends. Now you done got this number one spot. You the queen, feel me? This is not the time to forget what you supposed to be doing to manifest and keep this thing healthy. Off track. This is not even on my itinerary. Chris Rock, I'm going to watch that joint a little later. They said relationships are hard. No, it ain't. It's only hard when one person's working. Ladies, you can't become the wife and act like a girlfriend. You got what you wanted. And now you're like, all right, I'm going to handle my business. It's a motivation mental thing because you may sit there and still look like you feel like you're doing everything. Or you doing it to the... It's like work. What I say, like, yo, when you get a first job, when you get your job and you're in probation, you try to be on the up and up, most of us. The minute that probation is over, we doing the bare minimum just not to get fired. Sorry, this is some of the mentality in this example right here. Wives acting like girlfriends, they're just doing enough. You know it. I don't have to describe what that looks like. You know your potential and how you can be better. Hell, I say it. How often do men admit that? I can tell when I know I can do better. And I'm not trying to be overconfident. Some of us guys got the gift of gab and make women that comfortable where it's like they enjoy the fact of whatever is going on, whatever you're presenting, without having to be the best and you know you can do more. Sometimes you're never pushed to do more. They show that much excitement in what you're doing. Because even a bare minimum of a man, if he's alpha, he works, he grinds, and he shows the interest that he should, that's good. Unless you're dealing with a female who's very needy, very clingy, and need attention all the time. That's the only way that gets exposed. Otherwise, guys would be all right. Wives, you can't act like girlfriends. You got what you wanted. You got the guy to commit, settle down. Your job is not over. And I want you to keep the energy you had when you was trying to become wife. That's the gem. Keep the energy you had when you was trying to become wife. Yo, shout out J, man. JD, man, you know who you is. You be telling me about my camera light and all of that, how I be a little too paranoid. I be seeing shadows and shit, trying to get this perfect because I rock with another dude, shout out Syph, ED Productions, and he is very critiquish on the lighting and how you do stuff. But we good, just those 2 shout outs. Girlfriends that just got in the picture, slow down. That's what that means. Do you rather burn or drown if you had to choose? Yikes. I'll leave it to you, but to participate in this, I'm going to say burn. That might sound crazy to you, but it don't. It's kind of symbolic because even when I'm no longer on this earth, when it's time for me to not wake up, every day there's that group. When I join the group or the not waking up, I want to be cremated anyway. So when you say, do you rather burn or drown? If I had to choose, I'll talk on the drowning side why I chose burn. Because I ain't the greatest swimmer. Can I swim? Yes. I just feel like, to me, drowning just too much. It's too much. Nah, nigga. Just burn me. If I could roll on the ground and get some of that shit out, possibly live and just be crispy, fuck it. That drowning shit sound like you ain't coming out of that. There is no chance of you coming out of drowning. Burning, you might. That's just my opinion, though. That's cool, though. A lot of y'all gonna have a tough time with this. Some of y'all won't even entertain it. I don't know if that's gonna be the promo or not, though. Hurt. Men shouldn't seek revenge on women or gain from their downfall. But in the mindset, most women might actually exercise that to the fullest. So, fellas, women got a slight point. And I'm not saying to go to your lady and really be totally transparent, emotionally vulnerable, and all of those sides that are not really masculine. Even though as human beings, we make mistakes, we have feelings. So both men and women have all of these things in them, whether we want to admit it or not. But it's still entertained that we should not be vulnerable or get too in our feelings about stuff. So, fellas, you have a heartbreak? My circle small. I don't really know nobody that told me they had a heartbreak, male-wise. If it's happened in my years on this planet, it's that long ago. Do we find a problem with this picture? Or we gonna big our chest up and go, men making all the right, the men that I know, make all the right decisions to avoid that. But there's another side of that. Outside of thinking you always choose correctly, you also choose on a decline. Like, you know you're not going for the super duper, whatever your preference is, whether it's a super pretty chick, a super thick chick, whatever, it floats your boat. The safety is to not go for that. And you'll be all right, because no matter what happens, you'll be like, well, she was all right anyway. That is a bad, shallow way of thinking. I'm gonna just tell you that. But not to step off too much, you shouldn't seek revenge. If it don't work, it don't work. You got your heart broke. Charge it to the game. Try to pick up where you left off and keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, women. I see y'all do this a lot more. I don't really know too many men that sought out revenge. I mean, I'm lying. Sheesh. Lord, forgive me. And the TV, you know, Forensic Files and all them shows, if those are realistically based on true stories, that's where you really get that. If I just go off of the circle I got, I don't know nobody that's going to do that. I don't know a guy that would, we got one in the possible. I'm going to let them be. I'm rambling on right here, but I'm going to let them be. But it's a low number and it's a low percentage because we have no business. You have to get right back out there on the horse and keep riding again until our next pit stop and we find the next one for our journey. Fellas, just eat that. I'm sorry, just eat that. If it don't work out and it just splits suddenly, just eat that. Everybody is so opinion-based. So you shouldn't care about all of that. You could care about some or whatever if you feel you gotta put some type of faith into someone else. But you should never put more faith in someone else than you do yourself. Any lesson you refuse to learn will repeat until you do. So do you feel like there was some type of message sent to you? Some type of vision, feeling, vibe, and you chose to ignore it? You may not have meant to ignore it, but you You didn't analyze it or try to get at it because you figure that's life. Because life does trip you up. Life show you some shit. You be like, yo, was I supposed to really pay that mine? Or was that just a warning shot? Or was I supposed to invest something in knowing that now? Or move a certain way because I saw that? You know what I mean? But I get it. The loving and forgiving higher power is going to say, I'm trying to... 2 + 2 = 4. (1 + 3 = 4). 0 + 4 = 4. Really simple example, but still. See how things could get turned around, but really still mean the same thing? To avoid disappointment, take people for what they are and not what they could be. How often do we do that? Whatever makes you have interest in someone, whatever makes you step up, holla, fellas. What are we painting in our head? They do have to present something. So now, whatever pedestal you put them on, or whatever you have them in your head,